listener production.
Hi there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Today we remember those who served and sacrificed their lives for our nation. Thousands have braved the cold around the border and northeast to attend dawn services commemorating Anzac Day, and marches and wreath-laying services are now getting underway. Meantime, Wodonga RSL President Jamie Wolfe has this request.
If there are any veterans, current serving or ex-serving, that need help, the RSL is there to support them, both Albury and Wodonga RSLs, along with the Veterans Hub in High Street. They've always got their doors open to make sure that, you know, if a veteran is struggling or, you know, needs some assistance, that we can be there to support them.
In other news today, Council have awarded a Yarkandandah company a $1.27 million contract to help rebuild the Indigo Creek Road Bridge. It was shut back in October 2022 due to issues with the culverts. Indigo Shire Deputy Mayor says there's finally light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to getting things fixed. And this summer just gone was the deadliest for water fatalities in Victoria's history. 27 drownings were recorded in Victoria, a third of which occurred in pools and inland waterways. And with the state's lifeguards having gone into winter recess, Lifesaving Victoria's Liam Cricker is urging us to make sure we prioritise our water safety.
Rescue is the last resort, and we really do need the public to take responsibility for their own safety and make sure, particularly as we move out of that summer period, that they are preparing themselves before they head to those waterways and coastal locations.
North Albury's Flynn Gardner celebrates his 50th seniors game for the Hoppers today when they get out on Albury Sports Ground to take on the Tigers. The green and gold side are keen to lock away their fifth straight win this year. Their success this year no doubt contributing to their call to re-sign coach Tim Broomhead. Both Wodonga sides, meantime, will also go head-to-head today at Birrerley Park. And with the Albury Wodonga Bandits women sitting firmly on top of the NBL 1 East ladder, this weekend should present a big challenge. They'll take on the Illawarra Hawks at the Lauren Jackson Sports Centre on Saturday night.